Good morning and a Merry Christmas to you. This is a Sunday morning podcast, Supporters Club podcast, on the 25th of December 2022. I've said I was going to do this early in the morning because I'm going to be sowing some onion seeds. This is a traditional day for sowing onion seeds. But I hope that you are all having a great day. And making the most of it. The weather doesn't look too great, but I think as long as it's dry, it's not too bad. We'll be taking Roxy out for a walk in just a moment, once I've finished this and got this out to you guys. And then all we got to worry about is cooking the vegetables. I've prepared our Christmas dinner already. Did that yesterday. I harvested a lot of our vegetables that we needed. So celery, onions, and no, actually onions were from stock, sorry, that's not true. Potatoes, we didn't do great on potatoes. They were harvested yesterday and I wish we hadn't. Potatoes have been bad this year, it's got to be said, so that was a bit of a bad result. Brussels sprouts, of course, broccoli, quite a few vegetables that we harvested yesterday that I prepared yesterday as well. We're going to be eating those today. So it's going to be a good day, a good result. Leeks, of course, as well. There was a bit of damage to the leeks from the frost, but I think we've got away from it. So it's not the end of the world. Now, I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. I know I've already said that, but I think it is important to remember. I know I personally am not very religious. And I still appreciate Christmas for what it is, a time for just enjoying a day off work. It's I know that doesn't sound quite right, but a day off work means the world to me at the moment, because today I am going to be chilling out. We're going to take Roxy for a walk in just a moment. Once we've done that, we're going to be sitting down to our dinner, or cooking our vegetables and then sitting down to dinner. And then wrapping presents after that, and then I've got a live show later on this evening as well. So it's a fun packed day, but it's basically just me and Amanda with time with our dog. Amanda's mum comes over, and that's it. And that's what I really enjoy these days, just the fact that I haven't got to rush around and do so much. I've just got a day to do what I want to do. But as I said, I come out to this shed this morning to sow some seeds. And the seeds that I'm sowing are these onion seeds, Alisa Craig. These are quite a popular one, and they do produce pretty good results. And they will be, provide us with some great onions. Now, these are going to grow into the full-size bulbs. These aren't spring onions. These are the bulbs that you would expect to when you buy a proper onion from a supermarket. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to sow these into one of my usual seed trays of seed sowing compost, which I've set up already. I filled it up with seed sowing compost, into which I've added some perlite. I've used brick dust in the past, which is quite good, but I've got a bit told off for using brick dust, but I'll come to that on a future episode. But perlite, I can safely use. I'm just going to scatter the seeds over the top of this, like so. And there we go. And all I've got to do now is shake over just a light covering, not a huge covering on these seeds, a light covering of compost over these seeds. So I've got my sieve here with seed sowing compost in. There we go, that's covered over. Now what I'm going to do is take these onion seeds and I'm going to put them in my greenhouse. Now, greenhouse is probably ideal. These don't necessarily need heat to start growing. They are fairly good at cold weather crops, but they do need a bit of protection at this time of year, especially with cold weather. So greenhouse is good. If you haven't got a greenhouse, you could do it on your windowsill or under a cloche outside if you so need to as well. There's plenty of options that are available if you so wish. But for me personally, the greenhouse is what I am going to be using. And then what we'll do, we'll leave these to germinate, probably 2-3 weeks, I expect germination. And then they will start to show themselves. And it's always amazing because they put this green shoot up, which then I always feel almost comes up with a second shoot, which twists from the middle. It's always fun. It's like anything in the allium. The leeks do the same sort of thing as well. Anyway, once they germinate, we'll probably give them another couple of weeks, and then we will prick them out into individual either root trainers or little plugs, basically. So a bit of compost each, and we'll let those grow and continue in the greenhouse. We're going to be looking to get these in the ground about mid-March to mid-April. So we just want to protect them during that time and make sure they try and grow and grow. Just keep them well watered. If you do feel the need to feed them, I would use something like a seaweed feed just to start them off. And then in the meantime, what you need to do is prepare the ground that these onions are going to grow. These are known for used in shows, so they can get pretty big onions. But what I'm going to do, the soil that these are growing in was for brassicas last year. So I had my Brussels sprouts that I harvested yesterday. I think we've got some purple sprouting broccoli in there as well. So once the purple sprouting broccoli is out, what I'm going to do is just cover it over with some compost, add some bone meal or blood, fish and bone to the soil, and that's prepared the ground. We want to do that a couple of weeks before we want to get the onions in the ground. And then the onions will go in the ground. Now, I like to give them about 20 to 30 centimetres of space between each onion. I find that's to be just enough room for them to grow. So that hopefully we'll encourage them to grow nice and big. All we got to then do, once they're in the ground, keep them weed free, keep them watered. They should look after themselves. When it comes to weeding them, the ideal tool is called an onion hoe, because you don't want to damage the onion, and these are very good at just hoeing out between the onions. I always find it a bit tricky to do, I'll be honest with you. They are very delicate plants. It's tricky to try and keep the weeds free. That's why I often prefer to use my hands for weeding as opposed to using a hoe. But once they are established, they're watered in, they're growing, they should carry on and need very little care. The odd handful of bone meal or grow meal will help them out, but they don't necessarily need a huge amount. Just making sure they don't dry out is the important thing. Now, these will continue to grow up until the longest day, which is it June the 21st? I think it is, yeah, June the 21st, the longest day. And then they will stop growing after that. What will happen is that the stalks will start to brown and then they'll die back. I like to leave them in the ground till they are completely died back. Some of the autumn sown ones we can actually take out on June the 21st, but these ones I'll leave in the ground till they die back. And what you find is that the actual bulb starts to bulb up as they die back. This is a mistake I've made in the past. I've harvested them like I did with autumn onions, and I've harvest them too quickly, basically. So I leave them now and they bulb up, and then what we want to do is I'll tell you when I do it anyway, but we'll keep a track of it. But we want to get those about August time, I'm going to say, get those out the ground, clean off any mud, cut off the roots, and then just leave them in the greenhouse to harden, ready for storage. Once they are in the greenhouse a couple of weeks, they can then go somewhere dry and dark, and they will store and last for quite a long time in a greenhouse. So in summer cool and dark, sorry, I use my garage as an ideal place for storing vegetables. This is something we're going to have to do a bit more of on the podcast, on how we go about storing vegetables, I think. Excuse me, cough coming out. Anyway, so that is the onions. Easy to grow. I think if you've got space, try and grow as many as you possibly can, because they are one of the things that everybody uses quite regularly. So, yeah, well worth growing, in my opinion, these onions. Right, I'm gonna get on and go and take Roxy for a walk. Just want to once more wish you guys yet again a very, very happy Christmas. Have a great day, whatever you're doing. Let us know what you are up to. Let me know if you've got any gardening gifts as well. I always love to hear what gifts people get gardeners, because I think it's fascinating. Right, guys, you take care. Merry Christmas. I'll see you again next time.